We're busy with Ashi Yatzar. Now I have a real German siddur. It looks the same as the other one. It's the same print. Both the same print. Yeah. Okay. The Nusach Ashi Yatzar is page Lamed Hey. Upirish HaBracha. The end of the second column. Last time,
Next week, Monday and Thursday, just tonight.
We're going to have to do really well tonight. Oh, we have to do a good job. I was unable to find, I can never find anything under pressure. I had mentioned in regard to the introduction to Ashi Yatzar that Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes already 250 years ago, that when it comes to these things, the rules change very rapidly. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, by his style, is he writes in very sharp ways, so nobody should take it personally. He says, "Afilu achacham b'yedias hateva." I'm not reading from here. I'm just reading something else. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that even the chachamim who know the nature, he's referring here to the nature of the body, Shichachma amuka b'lisafik, which is certainly a deep wisdom. And he mesupikim yeshavarech al hamuflagim ba. I'm not sure we should make a bracha. No, he's saying, chachma, mechachmasai l'basav adam, which we make on chacham and the other sciences, on this particular science. Ki ruba demyainai shainais mischachais yayim yayim. Most of it, it's not imagination, it's estimations that are new every day. And no person was able to understand it truthfully. And I guess he means it won't be final wisdom through human endeavor. It's not like the other sciences. How can you say someone's certainly a wise man? If it's likely that they're making mistakes. He keeps on going into the topic, but he's referring to certain chachmas. Now we pass on halachas based on the certainly on medicine according to the current wisdom. Marutzias, So I guess it's just I meant there's an introduction to the mafli lasais of the body.
How much of what the Rambam
changed? Everything. Not everything. The Rambam says you shouldn't eat for a few hours before you go to sleep. Yeah, I think we still hold with that. Right? And the Rambam says you shouldn't eat your fill. I think we still go with that. So a lot of it is real. You see, the Rambam says that he didn't write the Gemara's Refuis because a lot of it changed. Either changed or it was found to be an error, whatever your preference is. But then we can say the same thing about the Rambam. Well, the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky kept the Rambam's rules. He's the only person that kept the Rambam's rules in health.
Most of the things are sexual techniques.
No, a lot of them are.
Like sleep on time.
Okay. I mean, he says to get 8 hours of sleep at night. I don't think Rabbi Yaakov did that. Maybe he did. His son, Reb Shmuel, in Philadelphia, they don't let his can of soda. Soda's poison. They don't let. They have a lot of the rabbits in there. It's very, very tough when it comes to. I was once sitting in a good convention. I was sitting up front next to Reb Shmuel. He points to another one of the Matzah's people. He says he gained too much weight. We have to tell him. We have to tell him. And Kanaina Hari, he's in his 90s and he's vibrant. I'm whiter than he is. Hashem should help him. The Rambam didn't keep his own advice. The Rambam, the letters, it's clear the Rambam did not keep his own advice. The Rambam didn't live, maybe he lived in, he didn't hit 70. That's in time of 60.
At that time, it was very old.
Maybe at that time it was
considered.
At any rate, let's learn the bracha. Most of the bracha is understandable. There are a few points. Ubepirish habracha. Ayn b'morna mechaber b'shulchan aruch arachayim simin vav. She yatzer es ha'adam b'chachma. Shabriya sa'adam. He b'chachma nechla. The body is truly incredible. Ubar by the kavim k'gayna pev ha'chaitim. There are holes. The mouth, the nose. Chalulim. Hollow parts. Evarim rabim shem chalulim. Gayn halev ha'keres ha'me'ayim. Such as the heart, the stomach, and the intestines. Golui shimi pasecha chamehem yachalulim. If something that has a hollow that has to be sealed is open, yisasim echamehem and nakava mapsuchim. Yevshav leskayim v'lami lefanecha. We could not live. And here's the controversy. Girsas hamachaber afilu shoa echos. Yevshav leskayim v'lami lefanecha afilu shoa echos. Aval, but Schwab says, Roivach Reinim is Kimu Shein Lo Eimrei. It's not in here. It's not there either. It's in the art scroll. And it's in the Nusach Ashkenaz, it doesn't have it. I think it's farther. I don't know if it has it. I know I've been saying it to some of them. Boy.
It's not in here.
It's not in here. Svart says it, right? No? Doesn't have a filo shachas here either. Oh, it does have it. It has it later. It has it at the end. Yevshas kavim lafnecha filo shachas. So maybe I missed it in Ashkenaz. No, just the Ashkenaz. They have a footnote in Ashkenaz. Yesh mosif in a filo shachas.
Some
had it. So it's first the reason not to have it, which is Rav Schwab's preference. So he explains, Rav Achrein miskim u'shein lohim ra. Shari yechaylin lichyais kamashois b'stima says the nekev. You can literally keep your mouth closed. Some people can for extended periods. Nechen yeshivar of chalulim, and even there some of the hollow varim shigam psichosim yechaylin liskayim chayisha. May if somebody ruptures an appendix, he can live for a certain amount of time. Nechen echriya mishnah brura. Now, what is the other side? Those who say it, he doesn't defend the other side. So I brought Sisechayim, which is the he was the Mashkiach and Panovich of Chaim Friedlander. So he has a Sefer Pirush on Tefillah, and he said the Maram Rutenberg is the one who took out a Afilu Shoa Echos. But to explain it, he says two things. He says one of his pshatim is from the Torah. The Torah says afilu shachas doesn't mean you can never live an hour without it. It's referring to a very... It doesn't mean you can never live shachas. It's referring to a specific shah. The Gemara Nida says, regarding the birth of a child, that when a child is in the mother's womb, the navel is open, the mouth is sealed, and when it goes out to the world, the navel closes, and the mouth opens. So he's a Gemara Imeris Shatinik Bemeimai has this as it's born, this change takes place. This change takes place that the navel, so to speak, closes up, and the mouth. It's not only the mouth; it's the lungs. The animal doesn't breathe. Human being doesn't. The fetus doesn't breathe. So there, it's a filu shachas, even for a moment. Shatinik yasin betenimai davarishin hu baiche. First he does is cry. Kiburega shapen niftach nisab yelareis memelin the grevis abechi. I guess it's a new experience for the baby. So then, according to that, afilu shachas means even that special hour, which is probably not pashup shat, but that's what he says.
Do we have to take 1 hour?
So shah does not mean hour. Yeah, the word shah in Hebrew does not mean hour. It's from the Lashon no, like Shvan no. No means to move. So Shah appears only once in all of Tanakh, and that is? No, that's Shah. That's right. No, it's actually Aramaic. It only appears once in Daniel, where he was Masmiya Shah Chada. He said that he was amazed for Shah. We saw a vision and he was the Shteimer Shah Chada. So Shah, Zalman Hanna says there's no such word in Hebrew as Shah. For an hour, it means no, it means a moment, like a no is a movement. a movement of time.
One hour of repentance in this world is greater.
So it is rabbinic. It is a rabbinic word, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and even there, it doesn't actually mean an hour of repentance. But it means
a moment. It's not a real word. How can you put it in the Tanakh?
So it's a modern Hebrew word. I meant it's not a Tanakh. It's not a Tanakh word.
Thousands of years ago. Not yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Maybe 1,000 years ago. It's true.
What's true.
Most of an hour.
All right, what he's saying is it has some source. The source is from a lashon of movement. He says, Rav Zalman Hanna says, I remember which Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Zalman Hanna, one of them says it's sha'a, and one of them says there's a shva under the shin, sha'a. Sha'a, like that, it moves. Nuns famously drop out. Nuns drop out of words all of the time, just for tfaras halashayim. Right, like Vayigash, Nogash is the Shairej, it becomes Vayigash, or many such examples. Okay, at any rate, then he brings another Pshat, the Beis Yosef, which I guess is why Sfarad has it. Afilu Shah Achos means even an extra hour. Whatever you can do, you can do. It means more than is healthy.
You can do.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Yeah. Biden. Okay, back to the Nusach. So here is something I hadn't realized. He says, Raife, I always understood Raife to mean to heal, as when someone's sick to heal. So he says, Ikara tafke shala Raife, the main job of a physician, Hulaharis ulahiris et laharke kachele mina adam, shloitun elav ra. And really, the job is prevention. No one goes to the doctor for prevention. They only come after it says. He says the true job of a doctor is to prevent negala yikra bihalecha v'leistachl refuas. Inyan zem mikra mafurishu. Now, what he's saying is that roifei chobasar and ashiyatza can't mean to heal the sick. The bracha is not about people who are sick. The bracha is about health. So it must mean roifei chobasar, God keeps people healthy. And on that he brings a pasuk to show that the word refuah could be used for prevention. All the disease I placed in Mitzrayim I will not place upon you. I, God, who heals you. If he doesn't place the disease, that's prevention. The Rambam was a doctor. How to strengthen the body. All the kelim should behave properly, should function properly. So the Rambam held as part of Torah. He stuck it in Tilchus Deis, so as part of Torah. So roifei chobasar means. Now he skipped something. He had a vachulu. He skipped the language. Golav yadua lefnei kisei chavaydecha. Golav yadua. It's revealed lefnei kisei chavaydecha. It's a golav yadua vachulu. Now the idea of Kisei HaKavod is something I wonder about. I don't have an answer.
Well, how can you say this bracha? I didn't go to the bathroom.
How?
Why?
Oh, so he's going to get that. It's interesting. He didn't talk yet about the bathroom needs. But well, you say it on our general health. But the idea of Kisei HaKavod, as opposed to the Shekhinah, Hashem, I don't know what Kisei HaKavod is supposed to mean specifically. It strikes me in the Shabbos davening that there are numerous mentions of the Kisei HaKavod, which we don't have in the regular davening. Besides HaMelech Yosha HaKisei Ram V'Nisa, which we mentioned right by Sheikh Inad, and in Kedusha, we say, no, we say Kisei is a Keser. I say it every Shabbos. But I noticed there are, I think, four places the Kisei HaKavod is mentioned uniquely on Shabbos. The Kelod, then we say, okay, what's the sentence? I think we said in the next paragraph also. But isn't somewhere in Kedusha? Okay. It was here Shabbos. They must have taken it out since Shabbos and Luskas have an Ashkenaz Siddur.
Maybe
Yishuv Sinai
was like a Torah.
Okay, I'm in error. Okay. Okay. Anyway, I noticed that I still am not sure why it's in the why it's mentioned numerous times in Shabbos. I hear it's mentioned in Kisek Vaidecha. So here I found two pshatim. I found two pshatim. Why it says Lefnei Kisek Vaidecha? So one, the Gra on Brachas Daf Samach says that the reason it says Kisei Kavod is because there were those who said that God has no interest in ordinary things in this world. We mentioned Dafka on the function of the body, which includes even the body getting rid of its waste, that it's Goli V'Yadua Lefnei Kisei Kavodecha, that it's something that the Kodesh Baruch has an interest. It says that Bilam said that God has no interest in the marital relations of people. So, Mishu Kadosh, Mishasa Kadosh, Mistakal Medavazu. And Chazal say that God chooses the Zera that becomes a baby. So, the Gra also says, Goli V'yadua. What's Goli V'yadua? Goli, the things that are obvious to everyone, are Goli Tashem. Yadua, the things that are hidden from people, is also Yadua. So anyway, one pshat, that's one pshat of Nekisik of Decha. He does bring another pshat from the Itzra Tfilah Siddur, who says, Kisei HaKavod is an expression for Hanhogas HaTeva. For Hanhogas HaTeva, the natural order of things. I don't know where that comes from, he says Teva is Gematria Kisei. Teva is 81 and Kisei is 81. They couldn't quite prove it, but it's true. So, okay. Someday I'll collect all of the Kisei HaKavod things and end up with a shir on it. Anyway, the last words, Umafi Lasais, Sha'isa Kashbarchamano Tomin Nisim in the Flois, Becheskas Brias Giviyasainu. Hashem is always doing with us great kindness with the health of our body. Veinonu Makirin, Lo Yizbara Toiva Aleyam. We're not Makar Toiv. Hayeshalainu Kol Mitzias Chalkei Ha'adam, Miprate Proteyam. The Mitzias of the parts of the human being. Bechol Pu'ulay Sagof Bechlal Sidre HaTeva Hein. It's all part of nature. We don't properly estimate goydel hapella. You have a mechanic, and he can take care of a car. He can fix parts of a car. When it comes to the body, you have a specialist for each part of the body. It's an extraordinary thing. Everything has such chachma. Such chachma. Once read that somebody introduced himself once. He's a naval surgeon. Somebody responded, wow, how they specialize these days.
I made that comment to the doctor, my doctor, he told me, because there's a lot more knowledge today than when we were doing.
There's a lot more specialized knowledge.
There's a lot more knowledge, so that's why they need to.
Yeah, I think the body's more important than the car, so we try to, we don't just throw out the parts and replace it. It's incredible, it's just, the wisdom in everything. I have a prosthesis in my leg. 100 years ago, 120 years ago, I would have been, God forbid, in a wheelchair, and my femur is removed. I mean, it could be on crutches, but you can't walk. And today we take it for granted, all of these body parts. It was replaced with a rod, so, you know, like Baruch Hashem, I walk around. I don't quite play tennis, but I walk and I get around. People ask me, how's the prosthesis? I tell them I take it wherever I go. It's incredible. Okay, at any rate, so that's a Mafi Lasis, the incredible function of the body. The third line, Anu Makirin Lo Yisparach Toiv Aleim Heya Shaleinu Kol Mitzias Chalkei Agof Beprati Proteim Chopulis Agof. Everything in the body works because Sidrei Tevahein, they're natural. Chini Eino Anu Marichin Gaidel Apela Sheyesh Bezeh. We don't properly estimate the incredible function of the body. A person should think for a minute on the mishtar, the proper policing of the body's parts. Hakonev, a Kli Hanashima, the windpipe, Haveshet, the food pipe, Hakarbayim, the stomach for Kli Ha'ichol, and digestion, Halev, Ikidi Adam, the heart and the veins, Haglands, V'chula V'chula. Chasr Shalom Yispaitis Echam Yagidim. Chasr Shalom Yisaseim. Adeshi Yiskarish Adam. Oh, God forbid a person has a blood clot. It's instant, sudden. Yesh L'Eskayim B'chayim. Chose Yis L'Yochel Yis Bin Rega. That could happen in a moment. Masha'anu B'riyim. V'akwela Makam Yavei B'listima Psicha. Shein Aruya. Baruch Hashem, the body works. U'chesed Hashem Shu Tomid Reif Yechabasev U'mafli Lasseis. A remark to my wife, we used to notice that when the old people meet each other, they're busy talking about the medicines and their doctors. And you know, we're starting to get to that age group. So he didn't say a word about body waste, yes, so far. The bracha is really on the function of the body. He says, Omnom nikfa brachazu b'miyuchel apulas etzas apselas me'agof. He says, it's just incredible. The body knows what to get rid of and what to keep. And Shanu Mistak Lamazeka Davativi, they know no Messim and Leva, Gaidash Khasis Barashesh Bapulazu. We don't realize how incredible it is that Dafka Bizel Adam Lahakal Seder Aguf, Shabara Kalish Baruch Chachma. And when one releases his waste, he should thank God. B'chol Pam Shiyotze Miasiyas Srochav Olos Lahidus Lahiz Baruch Lavarche Elzeh. Now listen to this. Mayri V'Rabbi, Rabbi Yeruchim, Mimir, a taste of the Bali Musar. No Bali Musar today. So Bali Musar got up and he said, Hayoymer, Shebchol Pam Sheyetze Adam Mebeis Hakisei, every time a person leaves the bathroom, Hayetzarech L'Shleyach Telegram L'Kroivav Sheyatzim B'Shavar. To his relatives to say that he will arrive safely. Arrive safely. Imagine someone getting up in the base medrash and giving such a shmur.
So
send a text, he would have written a text, right? Goyda lachiyav b'zeh royim imash ha-pasak ha-mechaber. Listen to the mechaber shita. I don't know if Sfaradim HaNoig this way. The mechaber shita is, im shochach levorech, if you forgot to say asher yotzar, v'itlamayim pa-mecheres, and a person urinated a second time, tzorch levorech beis pa-mim asher yotzar. That's all. This mechaber shita. He owes one from the previous. Now he says we don't pass it that way. I'll tell you, I have a following shaila. I don't know the halacha. I never found it that I remember. We say ashiyotzar on what we call gedolim and katanim, when we urinate and when we let out our waste. It's one bracha on the two. Was one bracha on this and one bracha on that. Nafkamina. The halacha is you don't make the bracha if you still feel a need. You don't make the bracha. If someone urinates and still feels a need to urinate, he doesn't say hashiyatzah until he's relieved. What about a person who urinates, but he still feels a need for gedolim? Sometimes people, they want to wait till they get home. Can such a person say hashiyatzah? When Chazal say you only say hashiyatzah if you feel the relief, is that one or the other? Or is that only both? I don't know what the halach is in such a case. What? Your opinion I hear, but I prefer to find one of the paiskim who, 50-50 chance. Yeah, you're right, we should be thankful for each one separately. I just know what the answer is. I should look around. Yens chiyav zumi yusir ala kosev rafaini Hashem vei rafaya shiedi vivasheya kisilosiyata. So we change that to Lashon Rabbim. Except Hasidim. They still say Rafaini Hashem and they Rafay. Right? We say Rafaini. V'chein nikfa nusach brach sarafu b'shmein esri Rafay no Hashem and they Rafay. Hashem yishek se sein vata. Kavana by Safa. The kavana in Iri kisi lo si yata. Shein oimru ke b'shara b'kashas. We don't say that by any other brach of Shmein Esrei. Yishet todir onu mahal l'mishavlan kashbarach ala rafua. That's interesting. We say Rafeinu Hashem and Rafei Hashem Shek Sihil Seinu Ata. Sihil Seinu Ata, he's saying, refers to the fact that we praise God all the time. Every Ashiyatza we say, we praise God on this idea. V'hitila Tamidish Shabachal Shah Shiyatza Messias Atzrachim. Every time one relieves himself, Mizbaininin Alanei Satmidish Eskosh Baruch Imanu. Lazikenu Bebrias, Manu Mishapchim Ba'imrim Shurayfe Kalbasar. Zeu Mafli Lasis. So how's he translating Mafli? just the pella of the guf. That's constant, I guess that's what he's translating. It's one of our papa's 10 compromises. It's machlekes in the Gemara, where you should say reifa chabasar. Well, mafilah says our papa has a compromise to say both. Hilchos nimril l'tarvayim. Yeah, we say Baruch Hashem. Everyone, Sfarad, Ashkenaz, even the Germans say both. It's a Gemara. So it's